Good morning, and welcome to Tech News Briefing, your daily dive into the most compelling stories shaping our digital world. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi. We're here to bring you the latest, hottest news from Ars Technica, Hacker News, MIT Technology Review, TechCrunch, and beyond, covering everything from groundbreaking AI to crucial cybersecurity alerts.
Before we jump into today's headlines, let's take a quick look back. On this day in history, May 15, 1990, Microsoft officially released Windows 3.0. It was a pivotal moment, introducing features like Program Manager and File Manager, and for many, it was their first real graphical user interface experience on a PC, setting the stage for decades of software innovation to come. And Arohi, speaking of innovation, we have quite a few stories today that really highlight where we're headed, especially in the realm of artificial intelligence.
Absolutely, Arjiv. We're seeing a significant push towards more advanced, self-sufficient AI, coupled with intriguing applications and some very real-world challenges.
Let's start with a big-picture question. What happens when AI starts building itself? It sounds like something out of science fiction, but a new startup is making significant strides in that direction. Tell us more.
That's right. Richard Socher, known for his work in natural language processing, has launched a new startup with a substantial $650 million in funding. Their ambitious goal is to build an AI that can not only research but also improve itself indefinitely. Socher insists that despite the grand vision, they are focused on shipping actual products, aiming to bring this self-improving AI out of the theoretical realm and into practical application. It's a bold step that could redefine AI development.
That's an incredibly high bar. And it leads us right into another significant conversation around advanced AI, specifically Anthropic's Mythos. There's a lot of speculation about why it hasn't been widely released, with whispers of it being either too dangerous or simply too expensive to operate. What's the latest on this?
The debate around Anthropic's Mythos is certainly heating up. The core question is whether this powerful AI model is being kept under wraps due to safety concerns, its potential for misuse or unforeseen consequences, or if the computational costs of running such an advanced system are simply too prohibitive for widespread deployment. Without an official statement, it remains a topic of considerable speculation within the AI community, highlighting the ongoing tension between innovation, safety, and economic viability in the development of frontier models.
These discussions around cutting-edge AI inevitably bring us to the players pushing the boundaries. Runway, initially known for assisting filmmakers, is now looking to take on tech giants like Google in the AI space. How are they planning to do that?
Runway is making an aggressive bet that advanced video generation is the key pathway to developing what are known as world models, AI systems that can understand and simulate complex environments. Their strategy is to leverage their roots in creative applications and their position as an AI outsider to innovate rapidly, believing that this agile approach gives them an advantage over larger, more established players. They aim to translate their expertise in generating realistic video into a broader understanding of how the world works, which is fundamental to building truly intelligent AI.
And speaking of understanding how AI works, particularly for developers, Anthropic's Claude Code is a significant tool. The product lead recently spoke about usage limits, transparency, and a concept they call the lean harness. Can you elaborate on what that means for users and the philosophy behind it?
Anthropic's Kat Wu, the product lead for Claude Code, emphasized that their approach is less about a grand plan and more about an organic, iterative design. The lean harness philosophy refers to providing developers with powerful tools that are intuitive and easy to integrate, minimizing friction while maximizing utility. This includes transparent discussions about usage limits and the AI's capabilities, aiming for a partnership with developers where the tool is understood and efficiently leveraged rather than being an opaque black box. It's about empowering users with clarity and controlled power.
That provides a good segue into practical AI tools that are making a difference for users right now. For those actively using Claude Code, a new open-source gadget called Claude Meter is making waves. What does it do?
Claude Meter is a neat solution for AI coding power users. It's an open-source gadget that takes your Claude Code usage statistics and displays them on a tiny desktop dashboard. This allows developers to easily monitor their activity, manage their resource consumption, and get real-time insights into how they're interacting with the AI model. It's a great example of how auxiliary tools are emerging to make working with advanced AI more efficient and user-friendly.
That sounds incredibly useful for keeping track of resources. And for Mac users, there's another promising development: Asaurus, which combines both local and cloud AI models. What are the advantages of this hybrid approach?
Asaurus is designed to offer the best of both worlds. It integrates AI models that run directly on your Mac's hardware with those accessible via the cloud. The key benefit here is user control and privacy. By processing sensitive data, files, and tools locally whenever possible, Asorus aims to keep users' information on their own devices, reducing reliance on external servers for every operation. This hybrid model offers enhanced security, potentially faster processing for certain tasks, and greater flexibility for developers and power users.
The push for AI integration seems to be reaching all devices. OpenAI is now announcing that its coding assistant, Codex, is coming to phones. How will this enhance user workflows on mobile platforms?
OpenAI's decision to bring Codex to mobile devices signifies a major step towards enabling more flexible and on-the-go development. This update aims to give users enhanced flexibility over how they manage their coding workflows. Imagine being able to debug, generate code snippets, or get instant programming assistance directly from your smartphone or tablet. It's designed to extend the utility of powerful AI coding tools beyond the desktop, making AI assistance available wherever a developer might need it.
It's clear AI is becoming more integrated into our daily tech lives, but sometimes the push for adoption can create unintended consequences. A recent report suggests that Amazon workers are feeling pressured to increase their AI usage, leading to some unexpected behavior. What's happening there?
This is an interesting, and somewhat concerning, development. Faced with internal pressure to demonstrate increased AI usage, some Amazon employees are reportedly resorting to making up tasks or fabricating scenarios where AI can be applied, even if it's not genuinely necessary or efficient. This highlights a potential pitfall of top-down mandates for AI adoption without clear, practical applications. The goal for these workers becomes meeting a quota rather than genuinely leveraging AI to improve productivity or solve real problems.
That certainly paints a picture of misaligned incentives. Moving from workplace dynamics, let's explore how AI is transforming creative industries, specifically in entertainment. There's a fascinating story about how Chinese short dramas are becoming AI content machines. Tell us about this phenomenon.
It's a rapidly evolving trend. China's short drama industry thrives on bite-sized, melodramatic, and often sensational shows specifically designed for smartphone scrolling. These short videos, which typically run a few minutes per episode, have become incredibly popular. What's groundbreaking now is that many of these dramas are being made entirely with AI. From generating scripts and character dialogues to even producing visual scenes and voiceovers, AI is taking over the entire content creation pipeline. This process allows for extremely rapid production cycles and a massive output of content, fueling the demand for these addictive, smartphone-friendly narratives. It's a dramatic shift in how entertainment can be produced and consumed.
That's a powerful demonstration of AI's capabilities in content generation, but it also raises questions about intellectual property and the future of human creativity. Now, let's pivot to cybersecurity, where AI also plays a significant, and sometimes troubling, role. We recently heard about a security incident at OpenAI. What exactly happened?
OpenAI confirmed that hackers managed to steal some data following a recent code security issue. The company clarified that the damage was limited to the employees' devices and did not compromise user data or their core production systems. They also stated that none of their intellectual property was stolen. This incident serves as a stark reminder that even leading AI companies, with their sophisticated security measures, are not immune to cyber attacks, underscoring the constant vigilance required in the tech landscape.
That's a relief that user data wasn't impacted, but any breach is a concern. Speaking of vulnerabilities, Google's Project Zero recently uncovered a zero-click exploit chain for the Pixel 10. That sounds serious.
It is. A zero-click exploit means that an attacker can compromise a device without any interaction from the user. No clicking on a malicious link, no opening a suspicious attachment. Google's Project Zero, their elite security research team, identified such an exploit chain specifically targeting the Pixel 10. This type of vulnerability is particularly dangerous because it significantly lowers the bar for attackers, making devices susceptible to compromise simply by receiving a malformed message or data packet. Details are usually kept under wraps until patches are widely deployed, but it's a critical discovery.
And the security news doesn't stop there. A zero-day exploit has been found that reportedly completely defeats default Windows 11 BitLocker protections. What do we know about this?
This is another significant security concern for a widely used operating system. BitLocker is Microsoft's full disk encryption feature, a fundamental security component in Windows. A zero-day exploit means it's a vulnerability that was previously unknown and is actively being exploited, or has the potential to be, before a patch is available. While the exact mechanics of how this exploit works aren't fully clear yet, Microsoft has confirmed they are investigating the reports. If confirmed and widely exploitable, it could expose sensitive data on Windows 11 systems where BitLocker was thought to provide robust protection.
These security issues are certainly unsettling. Moving on to some intercompany dynamics, there are reports that OpenAI is considering legal action against Apple. This seems like a surprising development between two major tech players. What's the source of this tension?
The reports suggest that OpenAI is deeply frustrated with Apple over a ChatGPT integration that, from OpenAI's perspective, failed to deliver the expected subscriber growth and prominence. OpenAI believes that Apple did not properly integrate or promote ChatGPT in a way that would maximize its impact or user base. This perceived lack of fulfillment of expectations has led OpenAI to actively explore legal action against the iPhone maker, marking a significant potential conflict between two industry giants over app integration and market positioning.
That's a complex dispute brewing. On a slightly different note, security firm Terso recently announced something rather unusual. They are retiring their bug bounty program, citing the wonders of AI. Can you explain their reasoning?
This is quite a departure from standard industry practice. Terso has decided to end its bug bounty program, which traditionally incentivizes independent security researchers to find and report vulnerabilities for a reward. Their public statement attributes this decision to the wonders of AI, implying that their internal AI-powered security tools and processes have become so effective at identifying and mitigating bugs that the traditional bug bounty approach is no longer providing sufficient additional value. It's a bold claim, suggesting AI can now take a primary role in security auditing previously performed by human experts.
That's certainly a statement about their confidence in AI's capabilities. Shifting gears now, let's look at some interesting developments in hardware and broader industry shifts. We hear that Lovable has backed a company called ATEC that's looking to bring something called vibe coding to hardware. What exactly is vibe coding?
Vibe coding is an emerging concept that focuses on integrating sensory and emotional aspects into hardware interaction. ATEC, a hardware company that recently raised $800,000 in pre-seed funding from notable investors including A16Z Scout Fund and Sequoia Scout Fund, aims to develop hardware that responds to and even influences user emotions and states. While specific applications are still evolving, it hints at a future where our devices aren't just functional but also intuitively attuned to our mood and environment, enhancing the user experience through more holistic, ambient interactions.
That sounds like a truly innovative approach to hardware design. On a more traditional hardware front, even GoPro is reportedly pivoting to defense. This seems like a significant shift for a company known for action cameras.
It certainly is a surprising turn. GoPro, a brand synonymous with extreme sports and adventure videography, is now evaluating a possible sale and is reportedly looking into defense applications for its technology. This move mirrors a broader trend where companies across various sectors are exploring how their existing technologies, from cameras to drones, can be repurposed for military or national security uses. It suggests a strategic re-evaluation in a competitive market, seeking new revenue streams and applications beyond its traditional consumer base.
And speaking of hardware, there's a fascinating, if somewhat concerning, report making the rounds about power tools. It suggests that power tools have gotten worse on purpose. Is there a planned obsolescence argument here, and who owns these major brands?
This report delves into a controversial claim about the manufacturing practices of major power tool brands. The premise is that some power tools, over time, have been deliberately designed with reduced longevity or quality to encourage more frequent purchases. The article examines the corporate landscape, identifying the ownership of popular brands like DeWalt, Craftsman, and Milwaukee, which often fall under large conglomerates. It explores how these ownership structures and market strategies might influence product durability and consumer experiences, prompting a discussion about product quality and consumer value in the power tool industry.
That's definitely a discussion worth having. Finally, Arohi, for our startup listeners, there's a new concept called RevSwap for trading dollars with other startups and booking it as revenue. How does this work?
RevSwap is an interesting solution for early-stage startups looking to boost their reported revenue without significant cash outlays. The concept allows startups to trade services or products with each other, booking the value of these trades as revenue on their books. Essentially, if Startup A provides a service worth X to Startup B, and Startup B provides a service worth X back to Startup A, both can record X as revenue. This can be particularly appealing for attracting investors or meeting certain financial milestones, though it does raise questions about the true cash flow and underlying business health.
Fascinating insights across the board today, Arohi. From self-improving AI and the practical tools making AI accessible, to how it's revolutionizing entertainment and the critical cybersecurity challenges we face, it's clear we're living in a time of rapid technological evolution.
Indeed, Arjav, and the shifts we're seeing in hardware, from vibe coding to legacy companies entering new sectors, underscore just how dynamic the tech industry truly is.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up, here's a fun fact for you. The very first known use of the word robot actually predates any working electronic robot by several decades. It appeared in a 1920 Czech science fiction play called RUR by Karel Čapek. The word robota in Czech means forced labor or drudgery, which is precisely what Čapek's fictional humanoid machines were designed to do. It's a powerful reminder of how our language and imagination often pave the way for future technological realities. And that's our tech news briefing for today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Irohi.
We'll be back tomorrow with more essential tech news. Until then, stay curious and stay informed. Goodbye.